Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Revo 2. And that's capital R-I-V for Victor, O for Oscar, Revo 2 keyboard. And the last time I did a demo of the Revo keyboard was with the Revo 1 back in 2014. And I must say, this new version of the Revo, version 2, is extremely impressive. So I thought I would do a new demo, as I've recently been given a demo unit to evaluate, hence this demo. All right, let me just give you the initial specs of the actual unit. It's 94 millimeters in width. It's 54 millimeters high. It's 12 millimeters thick, and it weighs 55 grams. So that's basically the dimensions of the actual keyboard. There's 20 keys on the actual keyboard, and they're arranged in five columns of four rows, so 20 keys in total, and the number five key has a dot on it. Now the microphone, and this is what's really good about the new Revo 2, it's now got a microphone and a speaker. So the microphone is on the left hand side behind some three dots on the front face next to the leftmost column, if you like, on the keyboard. The speaker is on the right hand side on the face behind a vertical indented bar, if you like, and of course that's to the right of the rightmost column of keys or buttons. There are three small buttons on the top edge or top side of the keyboard. So the far left one is the power button, and then the two buttons on the far right, the left hand one is keyboard button and the right hand one is the audio button, and that will become extremely obvious what they're actually for. In simple terms, it's to switch the Revo 2 from acting as a standard Bluetooth keyboard, if you like, to whatever device you've got it plugged into. Or the audio button is to switch the audio from the device you're using and actually use the Revo 2 as a Bluetooth speaker. Very, very cool indeed. Hence the speaker on the right hand side of the Revo 2. On the bottom side, at the bottom edge of the Revo 2 keyboard, on the far left, you've got two holes that you can slide a lanyard through. And this actually comes with the unit, and I've actually got mine on at the moment. In the middle, so directly in line with the dot 5, if you like, but we're talking about the bottom edge here, you've got a micro USB port to plug it in for charging. To the right of that, you've got a very small hole, which is a hardware reset button. And then to the right of that, you've got a 3.5mm headphone jack. So if you don't want to listen or don't want to have audio coming through the internal speaker on the Revo 2, you can plug in your headphones and actually use the headphones from the keyboard as well when you're getting audio from your active Bluetooth device. Again, very, very cool indeed. So let me orientate you to the 20 keys on the Revo 2 keyboard. Remember, it's in five columns of four rows, and it's very much like, or it's actually exactly the same layout, if you like, as the older style keyboard in some ways. So in horizontal mode, because you can use this in vertical mode, in horizontal mode, the left hand column going from the top to the bottom is L1, L2, L3, and L4. Of course, that's left one, left two, etc. And then, funny enough, on the far right hand side, that column there going from the top to the bottom is R1, R2, R3, and R4, as in right one, right two, and right three, which leaves the keys in the middle. You've got the dot five in the middle key, and of course above that you've got one and two above the five, and then three, and you've got four, five with a dot on it, then six, and below that again in the row, you've got seven, eight below the five, nine, and then below that again, you've got star or asterisk, then zero, then pound or hash. So that's the keyboard layout. Now, when you can put it in vertical mode, the keys change their orientation, of course, and the way you hold in the vertical mode is that you actually have the buttons for power, keyboard, and audio on the left-hand side, which means your micro USB port, etc., is on the right hand side, which means if you're using, and yes you can do this, your Revo 2 keyboard as a phone because you're talking to somebody, the speaker is at the top and the microphone is at the bottom, very much like as if you're talking on a standard mobile phone. and then the top row of keys then becomes T1 to T4, i.e. top, so top 1, top 2, 3 and 4. And then the keys going down the column on the right-hand side below T4 is D1, D2, D3 and D4. And then that leaves the rows on the left-hand side, so to the right of that rightmost column, as your numeric keypad. Because again, you can do digital tone frequency modulation tones with this keyboard when you're using an automated system where you've got to press 1 for this and 2 for that. So if I came under T1, top left-hand side, and come down one row, I've got 1, 2, and 3. And then down another row, far left-hand side, 4 and 5 with a dot on it, and then 6. Below that, 7, 8, 9. Below that, star, asterisk, 0, and hash or pound. And you can switch between a command between horizontal mode or vertical mode, depending on what you want to do. Now, just a note, when you do turn the Revo keyboard off and back on again, it'll revert to the horizontal mode, not vertical. And just a second note, a good way to orientate yourself in both horizontal and vertical orientation of the keyboard, there's always a dot on the 5, so that's good as an orientation marker point. Now, the way you use the keyboard, besides just pressing single keys, is to press a sequence of keys. So I could press R1 plus 1, for example, which is to toggle quick nav on and off, or you can actually have more sequences of buttons. All right, now to charge the battery in the Revo 2, you plug it in to power via the micro USB cable, which does come included with the unit. And the documentation suggests that it takes about 3 hours to charge the battery. And I'll show you how to check that in a minute. And if you're just using it in standard keyboard mode, so the keyboard itself, the Revo 2 keyboard's not speaking through the speaker, i.e. not speech is coming from VoiceOver, then you can get about 15 days of usage out of the actual keyboard. Or if you're using it audio mode, i.e. VoiceOver is coming through the speaker, then the length of time will be less. When you do plug it into power, you'll get a vibration to let you know that it's actually charging. And if you want to know the charging state of the keyboard at any time, and I'll do this after I turn the unit on, I'll show you, but I'll just let you know what it is now. If you hold down the power button and the keyboard button, you'll get a series of very short pulses. And 5 pulses is fully charged, 1 pulse is pretty much on empty. All right, so you can get 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 pulses. Now, another little tip here, that when the battery is too low for the Revo 2 keyboard to operate, it will actually turn off automatically. The keyboard supports, and that is VoiceOver, TalkBack, and Voice Assistant. So VoiceOver, i.e. iOS, iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. TalkBack is your standard Android, and of course Voice Assistant is what you find on Samsung devices. And you can switch between those different screen reading modes depending on what you need. I'm not going to actually cover that in this demo. And of course, if you've got VoiceOver set on with the triple click home function, so where you press the home button depending on what you've got, or the power button 3 times to turn VoiceOver automatically on or off, that's associated, and this will become clear in a moment, with that zero key at the bottom of the Revo 2 keyboard. Of course, that's in horizontal mode, and I'm going to be assuming a horizontal mode for most of this demo. You press that 3 times, and that's as if you're doing a triple click function to turn VoiceOver on or off. All right, so let's, since we've been talking about battery stuff and VoiceOver, I'm actually going to turn the keyboard on. I'm going to hold down the power button on the top left-hand side edge, or the top, and holding it in now. 1, Mississippi, 2, release. And you get a long vibration to let you know the actual keyboard's turning on. And I've got a short pulse because, of course, I've already paired this with one of my iOS devices. And at the moment, I've primarily got 2 iOS devices paired. And I've sort of been playing it a little bit with the Mac. It sort of works on the Mac because, in effect, of course, it's emulating a Bluetooth keyboard with primarily quick nav functionality. I'm going to press the home button, 0, on the keyboard. And I think I should have woken up my iPhone. Let me just press 6 to go to the right, This is from flicking to the right.
More reminder, 3 minutes ago.
Yep.
David Woodbridge.
That's my iPhone, and I just press R3, and I'll get one of these keys in a minute to shut it up. That's the control key on the keyboard. Remember, we've got two modes of operation. We've got the keyboard mode and the audio mode. So they're the two buttons on the top right-hand side. Left one is keyboard, right one is audio. So I press the left-hand one. It's not going to make any difference because I'm already in keyboard. It did vibrate. If I press the right-hand one, so I press in the right-hand one, which is audio. And now if I press 6.
Quick nav off. Quick nav on. 2, 3, 4.
Okay, that's actually talking through the keyboard now. All right. Now, remember I said if you wanted to check the battery, you press power and keyboard together. So I'm going to do that now. Okay, so let me just do it again. Okay, and that's actually 5 pulses, so the keyboard's fully charged, and yes, I did actually have it on charge this morning. Now, just the tip, when you do start the Revo keyboard, it always defaults to keyboard mode, i.e. the sounds coming through the connected device, not the Revo 2 keyboard. Now, if you do find when the Revo 2 keyboard turns on and it's in keyboard mode, all of a sudden it switches over to audio, that's because the Bluetooth device that you've got it connected to wants to do audio. So the way to stop that is to press a sequence of keys to permanently stop the request of audio coming from the Bluetooth connected device, in this case my iPhone. And it's a series of commands. So you hold down L3, keep it held down, and then press L1, 7, 4, 5, and that'll allow the Revo 2 keyboard to ignore the audio requests. And if you want to actually put it back to the standard mode, then it's hold down L3, then L1, 7, 4, 4, and that will put it back into the previous mode for you. If I hold down power now and hold it down, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, okay, it just heard 2 good solid long vibrations, and that meant the keyboard's off. If I try and touch the keyboard, nothing's going to happen. All right, now speaking of touching the keyboard, I didn't mention beforehand that very similar to the original Revo 1 keyboard, this one's actually also made of molded plastic. And I should note at this point that the keyboard's fairly sensitive to dropping. I've dropped this once on sort of false wooden flooring, so a pretty soft type of surface, and the top of the actual keyboard, which surrounds the keypad, actually came off slightly, and I had to clip it back in again. So just be aware that you want to be careful about not dropping this keyboard too much, as it won't stand up to too much rough and tumble. Okay, let me turn the keyboard on again. Long vibration, and I should get a very short pulse, and it's connected back to my iPhone again. And later on in this demo, I'm going to show you how you can actually pair and connect the Revo 2 keyboard up to 6 different Bluetooth devices if you wish to. If I hold down keyboard button and I've got 2 short pulses, which means now I've actually disconnected the keyboard from my iPhone in this case. If I press keyboard plus power, I've got 1 short vibration and I should be back online again.
2:10 p.m.
There we go, which I am. And the same thing happens with the audio button. If I hold down the audio button, I am disconnected, which I am. And that was only 1 pulse. If I do audio, so the audio button far right hand side on the top of the keyboard, plus power, I get a short vibration.
2:11 p.m.
And I'm back to actually having audio coming through the speaker in the Revo 2 keyboard again. If you press power shortly, to just press it once rather than holding it down, if I just press it once, if there's 1 vibration, it's either in keyboard or in audio mode, i.e. keyboard, for all intents and purposes, speech back on the device, audio, speech on the Revo 2 keyboard. If there's 2 pulses, it's been disconnected from the actual unit, i.e. keyboard. And if there are 3 vibrations, it's been disconnected from the actual unit, audio mode. So I guess the trick is to always hold that power button in if you're not sure what you're doing, to actually turn the unit on and off, because it can get a little bit confusing at that point if you're getting 1, 2, or 3 vibrations depending on what you're doing. So hold down the power button to turn the unit off, hold it in again to turn it back on again. And then if you want to check your battery status, I would suggest then just holding down, pressing the power button and the keyboard button like I'm doing now. And you get those, in my case, 5 quick pulses to let me know that the keyboard's fully charged. So Bluetooth pairing, which I'm going to show you now because I haven't actually currently paired it to my iPhone 10. I've currently got it paired to my iPhone 8 and my iPad 9.7 inch. When you first get the unit turned on, it'll automatically be in pairing mode, so you don't actually have to worry about it. And then if you go into, and this is of course on your iOS device, if you go into settings, Bluetooth, then you'll see it come up as the Revo 2 keyboard. Double tap on it, of course, using voiceover gestures, and then it will connect the keyboard to in your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. If you want to put the keyboard in pairing mode itself manually, I'm going to press L3, 0, and then hash or number sign. Okay, so I'm going to hold down, I'm holding down L3, pressing 0, and then I'm going to press hash or number sign and release. And I get three quick short pulses, which means I've now put the keyboard in pairing mode. So if I grab my iPhone 10, I can find where I put it. Let me just unlock it.
2:15 p.m. Mail. 5 and read emails.
Ask Siri to open up settings. Open up Bluetooth settings.
Let's take a look at Bluetooth.
All right, so I'm in the bottom of my screen.
To pair an Apple Watch with your iPhone.
And of course, that was a four-finger touch at the bottom of the screen. I'm going to flick back with VoiceOver one finger to the left.
Revo 2.2 button.
Okay, there's the Revo 2.2. I'm going to double tap on it.
Revo 2.2 connecting.
And I got a vibration out, a short, quick vibration out of my Revo 2 keyboard here. If I press 6.
Music, message, Safari, phone, 10 okay, new
so
items.
That's that one. And double if I press audio, should be coming through my Revo 2 keyboard speaker.
Safari.
Which it is. Beautiful.
Double
all right.
Tap to open.
All right, so you've just paired a device, and if you're going to use a single one, that's fine. If you're going to use multiple like I am, then you can save the keyboard to a number from 1 to 6. So at the moment, I've got 1 for my iPhone 8 Plus. 2 is going to be available for my iPhone 10 now. 3 is my iPad. And 6, just because I could, leaving out 4 and 5 for the moment, is my Mac, which I'm currently playing with. Now, by default, you're not really supposed to be using the Revo 2 keyboard with the Mac, with VoiceOver, but I do it because I like hacking around and see what's happening. All right, so to save the actual current keyboard to one of those numbers, we start with L3 again. So L3 and 0, and then the number from 1 to 6. So in this case, as I said, I'm going to press 2, and then R3, and release. Right, which now means I've now actually saved it. Now, if I want to switch between my iPhone 8, my 10, and my iPad, so 1, 2, and 3, first of all, you've got to disconnect from the current audio device. So I'm going to press L3, 0, and star. Okay, which means I've now disconnected from my iPhone 10. Now I'm going to connect back to my iPhone 8, which is number 1. So I'm going to do L3, 0, 1. And I get a short vibration, which now means if I press my 6 to go to the right.
Water reminder, 20 minutes ago.
And I can tell that's my iPhone 8 because it's got the water reminder on it for me drinking water, which I've missed out today. Never mind. Okay, I want to go to my iPhone 10, which is number 2. So first of all, I've got to disconnect from the current device, which is L3, 0, and star, and lifting all keys up. So again, remember, I'm holding down the L3 until I finish that sequence. So I'm going to do 2 for my iPhone, 2 for my iPhone 10. So I'm going to do L3, 0, 2, and release L3. And I get a short vibration. If I press 6,
messages, 55
that's my iPhone
messages.
10. Now, of course, 6 is to the go
double
to the right,
to Safari.
4 is to go to the left, okay? But
double
I'm going
to
get
open.
Onto the keyboard navigation as soon as we've finished all this setup stuff. All right, and while we're at it, let's just do number 3 for my iPad sitting here as well. So I'm going to do L3, 0, and star, and then releasing L3 now. So I've disconnected from the iPhone 10, and I'm going to do L3, 0, and then number 3, and release L3. I get a short vibration now. If I press number 6 to go to the right.
News, 1 minute ago, CNN.
That's my iPad 9.7 here sitting on the table just behind all my other stuff. Now, the nice thing about this is when you turn the unit on and off, it'll always revert to the last device that was actually used. So let me just put it back to my iPhone 8. So that's L3 0* to disconnect the keyboard from the current device, and then L3 0 and then 1, and short pulse, and we're back. Back to the water reminder on my iPhone 8. So I turn the unit off by holding down the power button. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, and there we go. 2 strong vibrations, which means now it's turned off. So if I press it again, hold it in. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 1 vibration, long vibration, and a short pulse. There we go. And if I press 4,
water reminder, 22 minutes.
I'm back on my iPhone 8. All right, let's just determine whether that really does and truly work. I'm going to disconnect this and do it on my iPad this time. So L3 0* to disconnect from my iPhone 8, and then L3 0 and 3, and release L3 pulse.
Friday the 28th of December. All right,
that's my iPad. Turning the keyboard off, holding down the power button. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 2 long pulses. It's off. Turn it back on again. Holding down the power button, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, long pulse, and then a short pulse. Now, and if I press 6.
News, 3 minutes ago, 2:23 p.m.
Yep, that's indeed my iPad. All right, so just for this demo, I'm going to go back to my iPhone 8. So again, L3 0* to disconnect, and then L3 0 and 1, and releasing L3.
Water reminder. 23 minutes.
Yeah, yes, good old waterminder. And we're back to my iPhone 8. Now, of course, you can remove a device if you really wanted to. So that's basically L3 0, the number. And rather than pressing R3 to save it, you press R1 to delete it from that particular number if you want to. Now, there's a couple of other things to do with switching keyboards around and disconnecting Bluetooth connections and that sort of stuff. I'm going to leave that for the documentation. Again, I just want to get you up and running with the keyboard in this demo and give you some sense of how it all works. So, as I said, I'll leave that to the documentation. All right, so now that's all the setting stuff done. Let's get on to actually using the keyboard. Hooray, hip, hip, hooray. As I probably mentioned briefly during some time in this demo so far, basically the keyboard's operating in quick nav mode. All right, so to toggle quick nav on and off, it's R1 plus 1. All right, so that's right-hand column. So I'm 1 at the top, and then 1 on the normal numeric keypad area to the right of L1. So I'm going to press R1 and then press 1.
Quick nav off.
So quick says quick nav off. I press R1 again and press number 1, same time.
Quick nav on.
I've now got the quick nav back on again. And of course, when you go into an edit field, the quick nav will automatically turned off. So you can use the letter mode or the number mode in the actual keyboard, and then you can switch back to navigation mode with quick nav, which we'll go through in a while again. And of course, to activate a text field, you press 5, because that's your one finger double tap perform action command using the keyboard. To set Revo to the navigation mode, if you do want to navigate and come out of the keyboard mode, i.e. quick nav's off, it's R4. All right, so that'll put you back in normal navigation mode with the keys on the keyboard. To select the next previous item on the screen, I've already done this a little bit, so 6 is to go to the right.
Photos, camera, mail, clock.
And R3 is very nice because that's the control key to shut the voice up. And 4 is to go backwards to the left, or flicking back to the left.
Mail, camera, photo, calendar, FaceTime.
Okay. Now to select the previous or next container, it's L1 plus 4 or L1 plus 6. Now let me just see if that works on the iPhone here. I'm going to press, hold in the L1 and press 6. No, it doesn't work because I don't have containers on my screen, or I've got it turned off. So let me try it on my iPad. So I'm going to do L3 0* to disconnect from my iPhone. And I'm going to do L3 0 and then 3 to go back to my iPad. I'm just going to wake it up.
News, 10 minutes ago, CNN, passcode field, 0 of 4 values entered, quick nav off.
Okay, and I'm in quick nav off. So I'm going to put it in number mode, which is L4. And I'm going to type in my passcode on the numeric keypad. Remember, 5's got a dot on it.
Quick nav on. FaceTime.
Okay, so I'm open at the home screen of my iPhone, of my iPad. So now if I press L1 plus 6, we should jump down to the dock. Let me just try that.
Dock. Messages.
Beautiful. There's dock. If I do it again, open. L1 plus 6.
Suggestions.
There's
settings.
The suggestions. And if I do
double
it again,
to open.
We can't go any further. So I want to go backwards container by container. I can do L1 plus 4.
Dog. Messages.
There's the dock.
Double tap to open.
L1 plus 4 again will take me back to the main home screen, so probably FaceTime again.
FaceTime.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
All right, so that's enough with containers for the moment. So I'm going to switch back to my iPhone. So L3, 0, star. Now L3, 0, and then 1. Okay, short pulse. And put myself back in keyboard navigation mode, which is R4.
Calendar.
And there we
Friday.
Go.
Friday.
All right, let's keep going. To select the first or last item on the screen, you can press 1 or 7. All right, so number 1.
FaceTime.
Okay, or 7.
Settings.
That's settings down the bottom. To scroll the page up or down, you can press 3 or 9. So if I want to go into settings, so I'm going to press select on settings.
Settings. Search. Search. David Woodbridge. Aeroplane
down
mode.
Down a bit. Okay. So if I press 9.
Rows 15 to 25 of 236. Rows 23 to 34 of 236.
Yeah, press 3.
Rows 15 to 25 of 200.
Okay, and I'm basically back at the top of the screen again. And then to scroll the screen left or right, it's L2 or R2 on the right-hand side. So left is L2 to scroll to the left, and R2 is to scroll to the right. So if I go back to the home screen.
Settings.
Okay, and let me press R2.
Page 3 of 12. Page 3 of 12. Page 4 of 12.
Okay, and let me press L2.
Page 3 of 12. Tip home. Page 2 of 12.
Okay, FaceTime. Now, to activate the current item, it's press 5, which I've effectively done already with the settings, but let me just go to the top of the screen. So, number 1.
FaceTime.
I'm already there. Let me just press number 6.
Calendar. Photos. Camera. Mail. Clock. Maps. Weather.
Okay, and press 5.
Weather. Nearer. Sunny. 33 degrees.
And of course, that's 33 degrees Celsius. If you wanted to force touch the current item, it's L1 plus 5. So let me just press the home button to come back out, which is 0.
Weather.
Okay, so I'm going to press L1 plus 5.
Dismiss shortcut, Nerera, button.
Okay, and that's brought up the shortcut for a force touch.
Sydney, Canberra,
where I can
button.
Activate my other cities if I would like to. So press 0.
FaceTime.
And as I've already gone through this already, to activate the home button, it's 0. If I press the home button twice,
app switcher, weather, active.
We go to the
actions available.
App switcher. If I press 9,
closing weather settings.
I've active. Closed weather. If I press 9 again,
closing setting. New Tatmo, active.
Okay, I'm on the Tatmo. I'm going to press it again.
Closing
close
it. Mail, active.
Okay, and if I press 2 or 8, I'm going to be activating the current rotor setting. So if I press 2.
Close mail.
Okay, that's closed mail. Press 2 again.
Activate.
It cycles
default.
Around. So if I press 8.
Close mail.
Close mail.
Activate.
Activate
default.
Mail. Okay. So let me just press 0 to come out of there for the moment.
FaceTime.
And of course, if I press 0 3 times, as I mentioned previously, we'll do a triple click function to turn voiceover on and off. So I press 0 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
Okay, voiceover's off. Press 0 again. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on.
And voiceover's FaceTime. Back on again. If I want to activate Siri again with the 0 or the home button, I'm going to hold down for a second. What time is it?
It's 2:36 p.m.
Okay, now if I was in the audio mode, which I'm going to switch back to because we're currently in keyboard mode, because remember by default when you go into the keyboard, when you set up a device anyway, it's going to go back to keyboard. So I'm going to press the audio button on the top right-hand side of the Revo 2 keyboard. Right, so if I press 0 again, what time is it?
It's
2:37. Okay, it's coming through the keyboard. Or I can press R1 plus 3. What time is it?
It's 2:37 p.m.
Okay, same thing again. So I'm going to press 0 to come out.
FaceTime.
We just put it back to keyboard mode again, just pressing the keyboard button. Now, of course, with the triple click function for the 0 key, you've got to have voiceover set up, of course, with the access shortcut function in settings, general accessibility, voiceover access shortcut. I said previously that pressing 2 or 8 will go and activate the current rotor setting. If you want to change your rotor setting, it's L1 plus hash.
Headings, containers, template,
that's me going
language,
to the right.
Hints, sounds.
Or L1 plus star to go to the left.
Audio ducking, volume, speaking rate,
Okay, so I'm on speaking mode at the moment, just release the keys, and if I press 8,
50%.
It's going down. If I press 2,
55%.
It's going back up again. If you want to go back to the previous menu, you can just press start. So let me just check where I am. I'm going to press the number 1
button. FaceTime.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the end. So I'm going to press 7.
Dot. Music.
And I'm going to press 4.
Page 2. Settings.
Press settings.
Settings. Accessibility.
And press
VoiceOver.
6.
Heading.
Ooh.
VoiceOver.
I'm already in VoiceOver already. All right, so I'm going to press start, and that should go back a screen.
General.
Which back it does. Button. Lovely.
Settings. Back button.
Sorry, I think that was my iPhone 10 going to sleep just then. Press star again.
Settings.
Yep,
heading.
And we're back to the main screen. If I want to come out of settings, of course, I press
heading.
0.
Setting.
Beautiful. That works lovely. So that was pressing the star button to go back. All right, so to read the status bar, we press L1.
1 of 4 bars, signal strength.
And then, of course, 4 and 6 to go across the status line. So I press 6.
Telstra mobile network, 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, 2:40 p.m. Orientation locked, region tracking on, 61% battery power. 61% battery power.
And better like before.
Region tracking on, orientation locked, 2:40 p.m. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi, Telstra mobile net, 1 of 4 bars, signal strength.
Leave the status bar, we just press L1 again.
Settings.
And I'm back on the icon where I was, which was settings. Now, of course, to open the notification center, we go back to the status line, so L1.
2 of 4 bars,
and
signal strength.
Press 3.
Status bar, notifications.
We've got the notifications.
40 minutes ago,
okay.
David.
Yes, I know. Water notification again. I'm going to press 0 to come out, pressing the home button.
FaceTime.
And I'm going to press L1 again.
2 of 4 bars,
and
signal strength.
Of course, 9
status bar item.
To bring up the control center.
Control center, airplane mode, switch
okay.
button,
and
off.
And 0 to come out.
FaceTime.
Back to the home screen. If you want to close the navigation center or the control without pressing home, you can also press star and remember to go back. So let's just try it. So L1.
2 of 4 bars, signal
and
strength.
Let's try 3
status
for notifications.
Notifications. Water minder.
So I can get the water reminder again. And I'm just going to press star this time.
FaceTime.
Beautiful. If you wanted to read continuously with VoiceOver, i.e. 2 finger swipe down, then you can just press R1. So if I press that now, it's just going to read the screen from where I'm currently sitting.
FaceTime. Calendar. Friday, the 28th of December. 1 new notification. Photos. Camera. Mail.
And
I'm going to
press
clock.
R3. I was going to say start. Press R3 to stop. If I press it again,
p.m.
it's going to keep
Max,
reading, of course.
Weather.
And then R3 again to control it, to shut it up and stop it reading. So R1 is continuous reading. In fact, let me just try a Kindle book and see if that does a continuous read properly. So I'm going to open up my Kindle book by just using Siri. So I'm going to hold down the 0 key. Open Kindle. Let me just press R1 now for continuous reading.
Is my tree coming soon? Or are you just going to stand there and stare
my
at my
tree
eyes?
Coming? Oh.
Lakier asked. Right. Yanko stepped back and closed his eyes, summoning
yep,
the
beautiful.
Image of a yellow fen tree to his mind. Its massive trunk with vines snaking.
And I just pressed R3 to show that. Oh, that worked really nicely. Good. All right, I'm going to press 0 to come out.
Face
home button. To start or stop the current media playing, it's L1 plus R1 twice as you're holding down L1.
You've been on my
there we go. Now, of course, that same command will also allow you to answer and hang up an incoming phone call. And yes, you can actually use the Revo 2 keyboard as a speakerphone as well, which is really, really cool. Now, as I said previously, you want to toggle the navigation setting. It's R1 plus 1.
Quick nav on.
Okay, and then, oh, that was already off. That was weird. And then R1 plus 1.
Quick nav off.
Turns it off. And
quick nav on.
Doing it again turns it back on again. So R1 plus 1 is a toggle for quick nav on or off. Now, again, I'm not going through all the commands that you've got in the documentation for some of this stuff because I don't want it, this demo being too long, which it already is. Okay, to toggle voiceover speech, it's R1 plus R3. So I'm going to do that now. Holding on R1, pressing R3.
Speech off.
Okay, I've turned speech off. If I do it again, R1 plus R3.
Speech on.
I've turned speech on. And if I do R1 plus R4.
Screen curtain off.
That's screen curtain off. And R1 again, holding it down, pressing R4.
Screen curtain on.
Is screen curtain back on again. Now, this is a really cool one. If you want to activate the voiceover page in settings, you can do that by pressing R1, L1, and 7. Remember, I'm still holding down the original key. And
settings. Accessibility.
And
back
I've
button.
Just gone into
VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Okay, so I'll do that one more time. Pressing 0 to come back out.
FaceTime.
So R1 and holding that down and then pressing L1, releasing that and pressing 7. releasing that, and now releasing the keys.
Settings. Accessibility.
And there we go, right into the voiceover screen.
I was just pressing 6 to go through.
So pressing 0 to go back to the main home screen. If you want to activate voiceover help, it's R1, L1, star. So holding down R1, pressing L1, and pressing star. Releasing.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub or press
escape. And I'll just show you that the keyboard's replicating the Bluetooth keyboard, because if I press R3,
control.
It's going to say control. If I press L1,
M goes to the status bar.
It's going
to
do M, i.e. control option M, using a standard keyboard, Bluetooth keyboard with VoiceOver, takes you to your menu bar. So that's why I said that this keyboard, in effect, using the Quick Nav, is emulating a standard Bluetooth keyboard. And of course, to come out of VoiceOver help, you press the back button or the zero key. So in this case, I'm going to press star for back.
Escape the current context. Key. Stopping help.
Okay, let's just check where I'm just going to press 6.
Calendar, FaceTime.
Yep, there we go again. Now, briefly before I get on to a phone demo, let me just show you a few nice little things with the media mode. So remember, it's L1 and then R1 twice. So it starts and stops media. Increase or decrease the audio volume. It's star plus 2 to go up or 8 to go down. So let me start it playing. So L1, R1 twice. And star 8. I'm holding down star and pressing 8. Okay, and star again. I'm still holding star down, now I'm pressing 2 to go back up again. Okay, I'm just going to listen to those keys. I'm going to press L1 R twice to pause. If you want to mute the audio, you can do that with star 9. So I'm going to do L1 R1 twice to start playing, and then star 9.
Muting.
I've just muted it. Okay, which is actually quite nice. And then star 9 again. We're back. And then L1, R1 twice again. If you want to skip to the previous or next track, yes, you probably guessed it. It's star 6 to go to the next track and 4 to go back to the previous track. So let's try that again. So L1, R1 twice. And star 6. That's the next track. Star 6 again. Very nice. Let me just press L1 R1 twice. Now remember, I've got this going through my iPhone. I could quite easily have this going through the keyboard and of course have my headphones plugged into the keyboard. So what I find myself doing at night time, I've normally got my iPhone on charge in the bedroom or in the study, and I can have full access to the iPhone, of course, using my headphones plugged into the Revo 2 keyboard. Really, really nice experience. And if you wanted to fast forward or rewind in a particular track, you hold down star, you press star, and then of course while you're holding it down, you hold down 4 or hold down 6, and then it'll do a rewind or a fast forward for you. Looking into making a phone call. So I'm just going to use Siri to make a phone call to my bank. I'm actually not going to log in, I just want to show you at least how they actually use it. So I'm going to hold down 0, dial 133.
Calling 133.
I'm going to press keyboard and audio. Okay, and now I've got my, because I'm in telephone mode, I'm going to press 1 to log into my account. Do you hear the tone? Okay, and I'm going to hang up by pressing T4. So that works really nicely. If I ring my iPhone, so let me just grab my iPhone 10 here. Dial 0400.
Calling. Incoming call.
Okay.
Line. Accept.
So the keyboard's also vibrating. I'm going to press L1, R1 twice. And I'm now talking.
PM.
Hello. Yes, that's all working. And let me just hang up and I'll hold down L1 and press R1 twice. If I put the Revo keyboard in phone mode, which is keyboard plus audio, it's T1 to answer and T4 to hang up. If I just had it in normal mode, it's L1, R1 twice to answer and of course to hang up. So if I put the keyboard in phone mode, so I'm going to do keyboard and audio. Okay, so now it's basically in vertical orientation. So remember, the power button, keyboard and audio is to the left in vertical mode, and the USB port is on the right hand side. And if you've got the lanyard attached, that's at the bottom right-hand corner now. So, and I've still got the 5 in the normal position. So now if I call my iPhone again, dial 0400.
Calling.
Okay, that's my phone vibrating. Okay, I'm going to press T1. I've answered the call.
3:01 p.m.
And I'm going to press T4 to hang up.
3:02 p.m.
Which works really nicely. And of course, again, you can actually use it when in telephone mode to use the keypad to dial a phone number if you also wish. And you can toggle the speakerphone that I was just doing then, although it wasn't obvious, by pressing T2, and that will toggle on speakerphone mode as well. If you want to mute the mic during call, you press T3 to mute or unmute it. And to transfer the audio from the iPhone to the Revo 2 keyboard, you can press D3+0. All right, so let me just go back and grab my Revo 2 keyboard here again. I'm just going to just check where I am. I'm going to press the home button. I'm still in keyboard mode, so I'm going to press the keyboard. I'm going to press 4 or 6.
Friday, there we go, that's better. December. Ring, group, ward reminder.
Press 0.
FaceTime.
To go back to my home screen. All right, I'm just going to open up Notepad because one thing I haven't shown you is how to type into a text field. So I'm going to hold down 0, open Notepad.
Notes, folders, back button.
Okay, I'm going to press 7 to jump down the bottom of the screen.
Two notes.
And press 6.
Two notes.
Oh, nothing there.
New note.
Just go back.
Button.
There we go. New note. So 5, just double
new
tap.
New note. Note. Text field.
The type in. Now, I've currently got my keyboard set on ABC mode, as in 2 ABC, 3 DEF, and so on. So I'm going to press L3 to put myself in letter mode. So I'm going to do hello. It's number 4 twice for H.
Cap H.
Okay, there's cap H because it's the beginning of a sentence. So I'm going to do 3. Now, if you do make a mistake, you can press R1 to delete a character. So I'm going to press 3 once,
D.
Which does just a D. So I'm going to press R1
D.
To get rid of it. I'm going to press 3 twice for E.
D.
And I'm going to do L. So 5 is JKL. So I'm going to do 5 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I've done an L. I'm going to do another L. So JKL, number 5 again. And want to do an O, so number 6 is O 3 times. So 1, 2, 3. And if I do a hash.
Space. Hello.
I do a space. And if I do an R3.
New line.
I just put a new line in. All right. Which actually works really nicely. If I want to type in numbers, I'm going to put myself in number mode. So remember, L3 was letters. L4 is numbers. Okay. And it's going to type in a number. So I'm going to do 1, 3, 0, 0, 8, 4, 7, 4, 6, 6. Okay, which just happens to be the number for Vision Australia here in Australia. If I wanted to just reread that line and put myself back in quick nav, so I'm going to do R1+1.
Quick nav on.
And then do R1+2.
1, 3, 0, 0, 8, 4, 7, 4, 6, 6.
So I can always reread what I've just typed in. And of course, if I leave myself in quick nav mode, I can come out of that. Or I can just simply press the 0 button, i.e. the home button, to come back to 0. The main screen. Okay, so at the moment, I'm still in number mode. Because remember, L3 puts me in letter mode, L4 puts me in number mode. If I'm back to navigation mode, I've got to press R4. And now I'm back in navigation mode. So now if I press 0 or home button on the Revo 2 keyboard, it's not going to put a 0 in, it's going to do a home function.
Faced.
All right, so stops. I'm going to do one final thing that I normally do with my keyboard because it's now cricket time here in Australia. So I'm going to press my audio button to go back to audio mode on my Revo 2 keyboard. I'm going to launch the ABC Listen app because the cricket's on. So I'm going to hold down 0, release, open ABC Listen. And of course I'm using the microphone and the keyboard. Now I'm going to press 1 to go to the top of the screen.
Close. Button.
And press 5, close that screen.
Settings. Button. Home screen. Selected. AirPlay. Live now. Edit stations. ABC Grandstand.
ABC Grandstand. I'm going to press 5 for Grandstand.
ABC. Close. Button.
Sean Marsh trapped LBW last ball.
Oh dear, we've got another wicket. Alright, so if I press, remember, star 2, that'll turn it up. If I press star 8, turns it down. So star 2. And I will now go and listen to the cricket. So I'm going to take my earphones out of my Mac here that I've been using, plug it into my headphone jack on the River 2 keyboard. I've now got the cricket going through my headphones because they're just about to have tea apparently. And that will do me for this demo of the Revo 2 keyboard, an absolutely huge improvement over the Revo 1. And as I said, I was really pleased to get this demo unit and do this demo for you for this podcast. And I really hope you do get or enjoy using a Revo 2 keyboard, particularly the fact now you've got a mic in it to use Siri, a speaker in it to listen to music or voiceover, and the fact that you can switch between up to 6 different devices. One keyboard works with all 3 of them, VoiceOver, TalkBack, or Voice Assistant. It really is a fantastic keyboard to use. So anyway, that'll do me. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.